From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group is going much faster than expected. He spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that a U.S. service member was killed by an explosion in northern Iraq, but it was unclear if the incident was linked to the Mosul operation. The United Nations says it has received the green light from Russia, the Syrian government, and armed opposition fighters to evacuate sick and wounded from Aleppo. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Special Advisor Jan Egelin says he hopes urgent medical evacuations from the besieged city will begin on Friday.
These will be evacuations of critically wounded or sick people.
Egelin says the UN has received assurances from all the warring factions that the medical evacuations can proceed safely. However, he says the UN is still seeking permission to bring food and medical supplies into eastern Aleppo, whose 275,000 inhabitants have received no humanitarian assistance since July. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has strongly condemned the failed ballistic missile launch in North Korea. North Korea conducted an intermediate-range ballistic missile test Thursday shortly after the U.S. and South Korea wrapped up high-level security talks in Washington. The test failed. U.S. and South Korean officials met Wednesday and Thursday in Washington for their annual security and alliance talks. This is VOA News. In what could be a serious setback for the U.S. pivot to Asia, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has announced his country's separation from the United States following high-level talks with Chinese leaders in Beijing. Mr. Duterte told a business forum late Thursday that the separation would be in the military and economic areas. He told his audience that America has lost and that he has realigned himself with the Chinese ideological flow. He said he might also go to Russia to talk to President Vladimir Putin and tell him that there are three of us against the world: China, Philippines, and Russia. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump indicated Thursday he would conditionally accept the result of the November 8th presidential election. Trump told supporters in Ohio that he would accept a clear election result, but would reserve the right to contest and file a legal challenge in the case of a questionable result. Trump and Democratic contender Hillary Clinton are ramping up for the final stretch of the presidential campaign. The last candidate debate of the U.S. campaign season was held Wednesday evening. Trump repeated his claim that the election process is rigged. Jim Malone has more.
Perhaps the most significant moment came when Trump was pressed by moderator Chris Wallace about his repeated claims that the U.S. election process is rigged against him.
That you will absolutely accept the result of this election.
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
Clinton said she found Trump's response horrifying.
He is denigrating. He's talking down our democracy.
The candidates also offered different views on Supreme Court appointments, abortion, and immigration. Jim Malone, Washington.
French President François Hollande said Thursday Britain can expect very tough negotiations if it insists on a so-called hard Brexit, in which Britain would place limits on immigration and lose access to Europe's single market. Mr. Hollande made the remarks as British Prime Minister Theresa May attended her first European Union summit in Brussels. The Prime Minister is promising that Britain will remain a strong partner to the EU after Brexit. She will hold her first talks with European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker on Friday. Officials say there will be no substantive debate on Brexit. The Israeli military says troops shot and killed a Palestinian Thursday. The man was suspected of throwing rocks at troops as they patrolled a West Bank road. Soldiers say they called on a group of Palestinians to stop throwing rocks and then fired warning shots in the air. When the Palestinians continued to throw rocks, the troops say they opened fire. An investigation is underway. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.